Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer. This is episode 13 called Outsourcing, When You Can't Juggle One More Thing. I hope you enjoyed hearing Michelle Podlesny's inspiring journey to become a nurse entrepreneur. She is a busy lady between working, running the association, and talking with members. As a legal nurse consultant, you are a busy nurse entrepreneur. You might be holding down a full-time job and also running your business in your free time. You're not quite ready to quit the job, which gives a steady paycheck, but you could be uneasy about what you're hearing at work. There might be discussions of layoffs, mergers, consolidation of departments. Changes in titles are occurring in lots of healthcare facilities these days. Your plan is to do something about your business every day, but you find at the end of the day there are tasks you have not gotten to for your business. You're tired, and the children, the parents, the pets, or the spouse need attention. You know you should be posting on social media, creating image quotes, adding blogs to LinkedIn, and looking for quality royalty-free images that you can legally use. You feel guilty that you're not doing all of that. And that's only the tip of the iceberg of your guilt. You know there are people who would be interested in your legal nurse consulting services if they knew about you. How do you juggle all of these competing demands while still working? I say to you, busy nurse entrepreneurs are not always effective entrepreneurs. We like to think of ourselves as nurse entrepreneurs as being endlessly capable. We know we can multitask. Watch any nurse walk down a hall of a hospital with four tasks running through his or her head. You know that you're thinking about the call light that needs to be answered, the patient who wants something for pain, the call that you need to make to the physician, the patient who asked for a box of tissues, somebody's hungry and needs a meal, somebody needs to go down for diagnostic testing. But there's a limit. We aren't superwomen. We are distracted, tired, or stressed. We cope with our stress by not taking care of ourselves the way we know we should. No one needs to talk to a busy LNC about the harmful effects of obesity or smoking. We get it. At the same time, we know nurses who weigh more than they should, don't work out, and don't know how to manage their stress. If this is all sounding familiar, consider the answers. How do you get more done for your business, your entrepreneurial dream, without having to learn brand new skills, stay up all night, or quit your job? Outsourcing is invaluable for the busy nurse entrepreneur. In 2008, when I joined the National Speakers Association, I heard a speaker say, "There are only three things I am really good at. I delegate the rest." That comment struck me between the eyes. I was so used to nurses believing, myself included, that we had to master everything. We carry this belief into our businesses. Let's face it, small business owners do wear a lot of hats. The person who does the work, who brings in the work, who invoices for the work, who organizes and orders the supplies, and on and on. I remember talking to a client of mine when he left a large law firm and he set up his own shop. And he said, "Pat, all of a sudden I realized when the stationery got low, I had to order it. When the copier broke down, I had to fix it. When the work had to be done, I had to do it. I had to do it all." But something has to give. I have filled all of these roles and more, and I decided that as capable as I thought I was not ready to take on the task of learning how to set up a website. My son was my first outsourced assistant. He's a computer science graduate from MIT, got a master's degree from there, and he was delighted to help me with my websites. A side benefit is that we talk often, and we have a closer relationship as a result, even with him living in India. But you don't need a child with this level of skill to get help. What can you outsource? Here's what I've found to be excellent uses for outsourcing assistants. Your tasks may be quite different depending on the stage of your business. These are the pieces that I have found I was able to give away to an outsourced assistant. Transcribing a webinar is one of them. All of the programs that I offer through the Pat Iyer Group, the courses that I offer through LegalNurseBusiness.com, they're all recorded, and they're transcribed by a woman who sits in Illinois, listens to my program, and gives me back a transcript. Setting up a new shopping cart system is something that I have outsourced. I have outsourced designing image quotes, which are those beautiful pictures with words superimposed upon them, usually inspiring words. I have had people design logos for my company, design, install, and maintain websites. I outsource posting on social media at times. Proofreading blog posts and inserting images are things that can be outsourced. I have outsourced editing and proofreading a book manuscript. I hired a person to design a cover, to lay out a manuscript, and upload my book manuscript to create space. That was the way I was able to get four books between January and April of 2016 ready for publication. If I had to learn that desktop layout design, those books would probably still be sitting on my hard drive. I have outsourced and continue to outsource recording a webinar and rendering the file. And if you don't know what rendering the file is, I don't either, but it's something that I pay somebody to do who has those skills. Editing an audio file is another thing that I've outsourced. And there's so much more. Some of those tasks that I've just described to you might be ones that you would be able to outsource. What are the skills that you need in order to be able to outsource? I think the biggest skill is the ability to recognize as a busy nurse entrepreneur, you cannot do everything yourself. It is not worth the time and money you'd need to invest to become proficient in some of the activities that others can do so well. Did I want to learn how to use Adobe InDesign this year or pay a man $200 to lay out my book? No contest. Recognize you need to be able to let go of the idea that you'll save money by learning how to do something. Your second skill is to be able to clearly communicate your expectations to an outsourced assistant. Others can't read our minds. We have to be explicit about what we want. This is one of the reasons why I recommend using people with a great grasp of English. The time you spend being clear at the beginning of the assignment will return manyfold as you see the results. The third critical skill is to be warm. Be pleasant to work with. Compliment your assistant. Be gentle. In my experience, outsource workers want to do a good job for the people who hire them. If you are hypercritical, sarcastic, or rude with your worker, you may regret it. The outsource communities often have a way of sharing feedback with other outsourced personnel. If you're not happy with the person you've hired, just say next and move on. Lastly, recognize that you have a unique role in your business. There are aspects of your business that only you can do. Perhaps that's sales. Perhaps it's marketing. Perhaps it's coordinating resources. Are you concentrating on only the things that you can do? Give others the opportunity to help you and then watch your business soar. Outsourcing takes knowledge, skill, and a plan for tapping other people's talents. Gain the tips you need to comfortably outsource by investing in my on-demand online course specifically designed for busy nurse entrepreneurs. It's called Outsourcing for Nurse Entrepreneurs Made Easy. Get the details at this link, http://legalnursebusiness.com/out. Thank you for listening to this episode, and please share your comments on our website. Give us a review on iTunes if you would. That helps the show become more prominent, and so therefore more legal nurse consultants will find it. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.